There were, what, seven counties in the state that disapproved of it. The other counties approved that marriage is between one man and one woman. And what a judge overturned what was and still is actually a constitutional amendment in North Carolina. A judge has overturned that. And so we reacted in the legislature to allow government officials, you know, register of deeds and clerks of court that are doing those kind of ceremonies to opt out of it. Now, they couldn't opt out just out of gay marriages. They had to opt out of marriages totally. They just wouldn't do it. And so we didn't think that they should lose their jobs as a result of a ruling by a judge. And so they would interrupt their career. And so I think that it's only fair if they have religious objections to performing that ceremony, then they just opt out of performing marriages totally. And I don't think it's right for them to opt out just out of gay marriages.
I mean, does that extend also to, you know, it was a judge who overturned North Carolina's Amendment 1, but then it was the Supreme Court who, you know, made gay marriage legal nationwide. So does that, you know, does saying, you know, a judge shouldn't be able to determine that extend to the Supreme Court as well?
Well, I don't really understand your question. If you're saying that should a judge be able to overturn the voice of the people, then I struggle with that. I think that we're dealing with a lot of activist judges in our society.
Including the Supreme Court?
Well, yeah, think so. I think including the Supreme Court, but that's the system that we have. And I think that I love the separation of powers that we have in this constitutional republic. And I think probably it ebbs and flows over time where one particular part of government oversteps its bounds. And the president does sometimes, in my opinion, and the Supreme Court does sometimes, and the legislature does sometimes. And hopefully we have a balance that puts us where we need to be. But I struggle with what they've done, overturning the will of the people.